We think FDA and USDA could benefit from greater collaboration on things like clarifying specific roles and responsibilities.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Cell-cultured meat starts with cells from livestock, poultry, or seafood. Those cells are grown in a facility like a lab into meat for public consumption. As companies are working on the technology, it's looking like cell-cultured meat is headed for groceries and restaurants in coming years. And with me to talk about the federal government's plans to keep this meat safe for Americans is Steve Morris, a Natural Resources and Environment Director. Thank you for joining me, Steve.
Hi, Matt. Good to be with you today.
So it sounds like a good time to start thinking about safety and oversight in these early stages. Who's involved here?
You know, first thing I'd just like to point out is to make sure the audience understands that cell cultured meat is really an important development, the production of food, and has implications for agriculture, the environment, and consumers. So from a federal perspective, USDA and FDA are the key players. USDA has traditionally been responsible for regulating the safety of meat and poultry and now catfish, while FDA's been responsible for ensuring the safety of virtually all other food, including most seafood. You know, in addition, FDA has a history of regulating cell culturing in the medical field to grow tissues and organs. So it makes sense that they would have a key role in regulating food products that use this technology as well.
And how is that going for FDA and USDA? Are they working well together?
Well, FDA and USDA, they're basically in the progress of figuring out that whole scheme, Matt. You know, after some initial discussions back in 2018, the agencies put together kind of a formal agreement in March 2019 that describes their intended roles and responsibilities. For example, FDA would oversee the early stages of growing cell-cultured meat. And that would include things like taking a biopsy from a live animal, creating a cell bank from those tissues, and then growing those cells into some sort of product in a bioreactor, for example. So at the point where the cells are harvested, and it's still really a bit unclear what that's going to look like or at what point that's going to occur, FDA would then transfer oversight to USDA. USDA would then assume the lead role here in terms of the food processing, and basically where a product like a meatball or a chicken nugget might be made into cells that were harvested, USDA would basically have that primary role of oversight. FDA, USDA, they've established the working groups to basically figure out things like, you know, how to best ensure the proper labeling of cell-cultured meat before it's made available to the public.
So it sounds like FDA and USDA do have plans to collaborate on regulating the safety of this cell-cultured meat. There have been some roles at different steps in the process that they've agreed on. But there may be some areas, whether it's overlap or when to hand off responsibility, that haven't been fully fleshed out. Steve, what could they do to improve their collaboration?
You know, we think FDA and USDA could benefit from greater collaboration on things like clarifying specific roles and responsibilities. And so, you know, greater collaboration, you know, we think from our perspective should help the agencies minimize that potential fragmentation you mentioned and also the overlap in their effort. And, you know, we've been saying for years that minimizing fragmentation and overlap is really important because it helps ensure consistent oversight, more efficiently and effectively use resources. And at the end of the day, it helps to make sure that cell culture meat is safe for the consumer. We also mentioned, Matt, that to avoid, you know, potential confusion amongst industry and the public, that FDA and USDA could do a better job of communicating that FDA would be responsible for ensuring the safety of cell-cultured seafood.
Final question, what's the bottom line of this report, Steve?
Well, Matt, you know, cell-cultured meat, it's not here yet, but it may be available to consumers in the pretty near future. You know, we'd say FDA and USDA are working hard in terms of figuring out oversight of this new product, but they really haven't figured out how they're going to work together to do that. So, you know, we're thinking by implementing the recommendations in our report to improve their collaboration, you know, that really, really now is the time to do that, because it's going to better position the agencies to regulate those products that are going to become a reality fairly soon.
Steve Morris was talking about a GAO report on federal oversight of the cell-cultured meat industry. Thanks for your time, Steve.
Thanks so much, Matt.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.